In Genesis 1:26, when God says, presumably in the Trinitarian councils, presumably to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image after our likeness. The question we have to ask is, what does that mean? The ancients who were in the habit of writing in Latin spoke often of the Imago Dei, the image of God. One way, maybe this isn't the best way, but it's the most convenient way that we determine the image of God is we contrast ourselves with the animals. We have no data to suggest in Holy Scripture that the animals, the subhuman creation, were made in the image of God. So one way we go about the task of discovering what that actually means is we reason out, well, what are the differences between the human and the subhuman creation? It doesn't mean that the animals don't think. There's a thing we call instinct, which looks terribly like thinking. At least we know that predators seem to be plotting a way to catch the prey. We see that the prey seem to be plotting to evade the predator. The beaver knows his task, as does the bee. But we might say that even though animals are capable of some rudimentary kind of thinking, we don't believe they're capable of thinking about thinking. In other words, we don't believe they can reflect. We also don't believe they have a capacity for a spiritual relationship. They have other relationships. We also don't believe they're responsible in a moral way. So we want to say that reflection, relationship, and responsibility are all tied to the image of God. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. And we hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.